Good morning, Squatchers. Jack here, reporting from deep in the West Virginia woods after last episode's shocking turn of events. That's right. The Mothman led me to something. Now, before you get too excited, it wasn't Bigfoot. Now, what I found was, well, listeners, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's just the ugliest sumbitch I ever laid my papers towards. And it's still here, just blubbering in the bushes. Now, for those of y'all who aren't as learned and studious in the ways of the Appalachian cryptid diaspora, this one, in particular, is known as a squonk. You have to say it like that, I promise. First described in Fearsome Creatures of the Lumber Woods back in 1915. It's a critter so ashamed of its own ugliness that it spends its entire existence weeping and trying to hide. And let me tell you, this one right here, fugly as sin. Oh, Lord. It's looking at me, listeners. Listeners. Oh, it's melting. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Is it supposed to be doing all right?
I don't know, Daryl, but I know I ain't never seen a creature dissolve from sheer shame before. Well, damn, now I feel bad.
Maybe we should, give it a pat or like a hug or something?
No. The last thing I need is liquefied squonk on my boots. Oh, now you show up. What the hell is the point of leading me to this weepy mess of a freak if there ain't Bigfoot? Related to what? The concept of sadness? The idea of disappointment? Oh, goddamn. Listen up, Squatchers. If you've ever wanted to experience the thrill of hunting cryptids without the risk of getting dissolved by a weepy forest blob, then, boy, howdy, do I got news for you. Expedition Sasquatch, the game, is now available for Game Boy Color. That's right, Game Boy Color, G-B-C. That's right. Relive all of my greatest adventures in 8-bit glory. Not 4-bit, not 6-bit, 8-bit. Track Bigfoot through the pixelated swamps. Outsmart roadmen in retro-style cutscenes, and yes, even encounter the dreaded squonk, though hopefully your copy won't leak all over the cartridge. Order yours today at MountainTownToys.com. That's MountainTownToys.com. And use promo code JackShootsFirst, all caps, no spaces, for 10% off. Disclaimer, Mountain Town Toys is not responsible for any real-life cryptids that may emerge from your Game Boy after prolonged play. Batteries not included. Tears of the Squonk sold separately.
Hmm.
I think it's dying from embarrassment.
Yeah, that tracks.
Did he just steal your cryptid?
Well, technically, I wasn't planning on keeping it, but, listeners, the Mothman just, scooped up that big old pile of half-melted squonk and has retreated into the sky. Now, listeners, I didn't get to kill nothing today, so I'm feeling a little bit testy. I figure we'll head back to Daryl's house and then see if I can't find Skippy and get my ass out of West Virginia. Daryl?
Yeah?
Do you know where we are?
Yeah, no, not even a little bit.
Oh, perfect. Just perfect. Follow them off. Find a crying meat puddle and get abandoned in the woods. Classic luck of mine. In fact, that's just pure essence of Jack.
Jack.
I swear, if that's another squonk, I swear to God. Oh, listeners, I can't explain it, but in the distance, I see what can only be described as the unmistakable shape of a homemade autogyro of the same make and kind as my beloved Skippy used to build way back out in Colorado. I think, yep, he's coming to save me. I love that man.
Jack, you good, buddy?
No, Skippy, I am very, very lost. You coming?
You know what? No, I'm gonna stay here. What's the worst that could happen?
Expedition Sasquatch will return soon with another gripping adventure. Well, I say soon, but we haven't been very regular about all of this. Soon-ish. Soon-esque. Within 18 months, for certain. Expedition Sasquatch is brought to you under a Creative Commons CC by SA 4.0 license. Our theme music today was Gamblin' Man from 1924 by Samantha Bumgarner. You can find more Expedition Sasquatch at expeditionsasquatch.org and catch our TV show from New LJ Television and our video game from Mountain Town Toys. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.